Did they ever have any special name for the amount of wood that the man could carry like this in his arms? Did they have any special name for that?
No, some of it was stove wood and some of it was firewood.
Did they have any name for the amount he could carry, all that he could carry at one time like that? Did you ever hear anybody call that a turn of wood or anything like that?
Yeah, a turn of wood.
Is that what, as much as you could carry there in your arm? Mm-hmm. And if your light over there burns out in the electric lamp, what would you have to put in it? What's that thing you'd have to put in it?
Electric lamp?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
I'd put a bulb in it.
And when you carry the washing out to hang it on the line, you carry it in what? If you carry your wash out to hang on the line, what do you carry that in?
We carry it in a laundry basket or a big dish pan.
And let's see, what did the nails usually come in? Something, you know, the little things like that? The nails. Yes, ma'am. What do they usually call those things?
Little nail caves.
Now, do you have a name for it when it's a keg, but it was a lot bigger than a keg? The things that are the same shape as a keg, made the same way, but they're a lot bigger. They used to call it a barrel. A barrel.
Oh yeah, the barrel.
What usually came in barrels?
Well, flour. Sometimes a big family would. They would buy one of them big barrels of flour. I can remember my daddy rolled it in. He brought it from town on the wagon, and then he put it on the front porch and rolled it clear back to the kitchen, and put it in the kitchen and opened it.
Hmm. Those barrels pretty heavy, weren't they?
Yeah, I don't remember how much it held, but it was real heavy.
And do you remember what they call the things that go around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
Staves. Barrel staves.
What were they usually, so staves usually made out of? Were they metal or what?
Yeah, I reckon they're made out of metal. Most of them are. Some of them might have been wood.
What would you call the thing that you put in the top of a bottle? Say you'd use something and you wanted to save the rest of the liquid. What would you put in the top of the bottle there?
A corkscrew.
And you remember one thing my daddy plays with an instrument that a lot of times little boys would play. You put it in your mouth and blow in and out on it like that.
A harp.
Mm-hmm.
That was called a mouth harp, and then there was one called a juice harp that you played with your mouth.
Many people around here play those?
Huh?
Did many people around here play those?
Yeah, they were not mouthing, but my sister really could play. I'll tell you what you need.
What's that?
I've got three books over there that can tell you more than I can tell you.
The Fox Fire books. I read these, these were put up, people in Georgia put these out, didn't they?
I don't remember now, but...
Yes, ma'am, I got these at home.
You have?
I got copies of them too.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like my daddy got harmonica and used harp. He said that...
Well, this young boy, he always seemed like he was just an all-round boy. I mean, we was up there, went up there to get some flowers. I was after my husband died, and he said, "Do you like to read?" I said, "Yes, I sure do." He says, "Well, do you want to know how to kill hogs and drive the lard?" I said, "I already know that." He says, "I want you to read this book." So he gave me my first, and then the girls both helped me.
Now the thing that you pound nails with, what would you use? What do you call that?
Hammer.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that you had wagons and mules and everything like that. What if you had a wagon that had two horses to pull it? What would you call the long wooden piece that went up there between the horses?
The tongue.
And did y'all have a buggy too? Did anybody around have a buggy?
Buggy.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
What did they call a thing that you would back the horse or mule in between?